nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over, it ain't going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder.
From the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sit tonight Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Happy Labor Day Eve. And in fact, you just heard a Labor Day song. William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas with Labor Day. That's a 2021 updated version of that song. Anyway, we got a lot of other stuff, good stuff, I hope, coming up. But first, let's take care of some business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
We have plenty of other great shows here at WRCT. Let me tell you about two of them. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. And there are just two dudes not named Clark or Michael going to the gym? Probably. Exercise your ears and come out with DJ Oh Boy and Small Cauliflower every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Next up, new music from Spy Genius. Their latest album is Jobbernowl. This is the Marvelous Mendacious Time Machine.
Let's go back in time. To a magical place. Banish inconvenient realities. Let's go back in time.
so we can do as we please. In our time machine.
So light it in my-
Flaming Lips with Turn It On. Before that, Cracker, I See the Light, the Shazam, Sunshine Tonight. And we started that set off with new music from Spy Genius, the marvelous Mendacious Time Machine.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
All right, back into it. This is music from the Wheel Workers, relatively new from them. It's the title track from their album, Harbor. We'll be right back.
I'm Steve McQueen. I'm firmly on my shoulders.
That's Jellyfish with I Want to Stay Home. Before that, REM, Electrolyte. New music from Anton Barbeau, the Never Crying Wolf Boy. And we started that set off with The Wheel Workers and Harbor.
I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Okay, time for the home stretch. Next up, music from the Shivers, Teen Line.
Last night, I got
it's something new that no one ever calls. Now I've got nowhere to go, so I turn on a TV show. But nothing good comes on, it never does. Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to you and me? We were gonna be rich and famous. We were gonna be so outrageous. Nobody could pull us apart. Today I saw you with an older man. Right, a finger was a wedding band. I try to act like I understand, but I don't at all. Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to fun? Whatever happened to dreams? Nobody wants to be young anymore. Nobody wants to have any fun anymore. Whatever happened to innocence? Whatever happened to real romance? Whatever happened to love? Whatever happened to fun?
Put the blame on yourself. Till you don't trust anyone. And it's hard to be the strong one, reaching out for something. And it's hard to be the strong one, reaching out for something you don't even know what. And it's hard to penetrate the darkness, voluntarily blindfold.
Travel, never arrive there.
New Pornographers with You'll Need a New Backstreet Driver. Before that, Splitsville with The Mentalist. Candy with Whatever Happened to Fun? Good question. And we started that set off with The Shivers and Teen Line. Well, that's just about going to do it here for Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. More music next week, Sundays at 9. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with some old school alternative rock, back then called college rock. Anyway, this is Game Theory with I've Tried Subtlety.
This
is WRCT Pittsburgh.
The following program is the conclusion to a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, entertainer, civil rights activist, and wellness guru. Gregory died of heart failure on August 19, 2017. He was 84.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
Peace to that whole black voice, man. It's the only voice that's honest in America today. And that's basically because that while the white racist power structure was looking at everything, they underestimated black radio because at one time it wasn't nothing but hooping and hollering and playing the next Shake Your Booty record.
Mm-hmm.
And then all at once, things start changing, new people start coming in. And they never realized they would have black voices like you or Tom John or the whole Kathy Hughes piece. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting. See, black radio have to be like the black Muslims. They know in the world the way the system go after them, they could ever be dealing in drugs.
Right.
And so black radio can never violate. They'd be off in the morning.
In the morning.
And so consequently, I've always felt that money is not power and education is not power, but information is power. So if you give me bad information, I got bad power. The problem in America, which makes your voice so important.
Dick Gregory, comedian, civil rights activist, and spokesman for health issues. This past March, Gregory was the keynote speaker at the 14th Annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights, held on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin. In 1949, Sweat applied for admission to the UT Law School, but was denied admissions on the basis of race. With the help and assistance of the NAACP, he brought legal action against the university. In the landmark case Sweat v. Painter, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that separate law school facilities could not provide a legal education equal in quality to that available at the University of Texas Law School, one of the nation's ranking law schools. In 1950, Sweat entered the University of Texas School of Law. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory, Part 2, In Black America.
For years, I didn't know Time magazine, and New York Times had a problem because no one that I knew was ever in that. And then when the civil rights movement hit, we would see one thing happen and then see something else go down. I didn't understand the power of white folks because the little low-level white folks I've been around, and one of the things would make white folks mad, and I don't blame them. See, most black folks is mad at the wrong white folks. See, the white folks we mad at couldn't help us if they liked us. Matter of fact, they'll kill them on the way to get me and you. But we don't know nothing but that low-level, hateful, nasty, ungodly, hate himself and his wife, white boy. And as long as we think, like I did for years, that was the real white boy. I remember we used to make statements, redneck, ignorant, cracker. Well, how dumb do we have to be to realize that can't no reading, no writing, no educated white boy determine policies for America?
Famous for his hunger strikes, his mobilization for social change, his Bahamian diet, his comedy career, and his anti-drug activities, Dick Gregory is a unique and complex man. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, he grew up shining shoes to help feed his family. At Sumner High School, he led a march against conditions in segregated schools and set a state record in track. As a star comedian in the early 1960s, he used biting racial satire and shunned the stereotypes of early black comics. Prompted by the late Reverend